This is a very special occasion for me because next to First Baptist Burlington, where I pastor, Southeastern Seminary is part of the family and a place that I dearly love. And when the occasion comes to be able to share good things next to First Baptist Burlington, I want to share them with you. And that's what we're going to do this morning. This chapel service gives us a chance to share together in the life and ministry. And I discovered they weren't just artists. They are ministers of the gospel. They came back a couple of years later and sang again. And I discovered that they aren't just talented people. They are gifted proclaimers of the good news of Jesus Christ. And so we thought it'd be a good occasion, and thank you for letting us make it a good occasion for this place, to have them come and to meet you and to have you hear them. I want you to meet now and share in worship together, following our prayer, Joanne Shelton and Loeen Bushman. May we pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, we put this time into your hands. We thank you for your presence in this place and for all that this place has meant because of the persons who've given their lives. And now we thank you for what this time can mean because of these two whom thou hast brought to share yourself with us. Let it be that no one would see or be seen except Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
To see Jesus, open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our hearts, Lord, we need understanding. Let us pray. Father, that is our prayer this morning, for we know that only by your Holy Spirit, who resides in us when we're born again, can our eyes really be opened. Can our ears be unstopped, and can our hearts be brought revelation. And so today our prayer is, Lord, open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts, anoint those ears and those hearts that we may hear you speak to us. Father, I want to admit in your presence today, and in the presence of these, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that I am nothing, I have nothing, and I can do nothing outside of Jesus. And oh, how I pray today that there'll be no flesh exemplified in this place. We just want to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. We just want to sit at his feet and worship him as he is exalted in our midst. Oh, Lord, when we've left here today, may we all proclaim, we've been with Jesus. We've seen him. So, Lord, open our eyes. We just want to see Jesus. In his name I pray. Amen. Our attitude should be the kind that was shown by Jesus Christ, who, though he was God, did not demand and cling to his rights as God, but laid aside his mighty power and his glory, and taking the disguise of a slave and becoming like man. And he humbled himself even further, going so far as actually to die a criminal's death on a cross. Yet it was because of this that God has raised him to the heights of heaven and given him a name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. There are some who only know his name as just another name. There are many who think there's no difference, that he's just the same as all other sages, prophets who've walked down through history, that he died as any ordinary man upon that tree. For they've never met my Jesus, they have never seen his face, they know nothing of his boundless love or of his saving grace. They have never walked beneath that stream that flowed from Calvary. They know only what is said of him. He's only history. His name is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. His name is Jesus, God's only Son. His name is Jesus, bright morning star. Come to this Jesus just as you are. The busy streets and sidewalks, they suddenly grew still as a man came through the entrance to the city. He touched and healed a blind man with a little piece of clay, and with trembling lips you could hear the people say, Jesus, Jesus, he is the Son of God. Jesus, Jesus, the precious Son of God. Sweetest rose of Sharon, he came to set us free. Jesus, Jesus, he's everything to me. Yes, he's everything to me. And his name is wonderful. Would you sing with me? His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, he is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. He Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms are gonna all pass away, but our Jesus will still remain. His name is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. His name is Jesus. Just as you are. I love the truth of that statement, because that's the only way we can come to Jesus, is just as we are. Jesus says, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to chapel program. If anyone is thirsty, let him go to class. If anyone is thirsty, let him go to a tarrying meeting. Oh, no, he said, if anyone's thirsty, let him come to me. You've come for the first time. You know what the coming's all about, don't you? But, oh, isn't it great that he never gives up on us, folks? We can just keep on coming and drinking, you know. Come to this Jesus, just as you are. Jesus lives forever and continues to be a priest so that no one else is needed. He is able to save completely all who come to God through him. Since he will live forever, he'll always be there to remind God that he's paid for our sin with his blood. He came as the high priest of the better system that we now have, the new covenant in that great. He went into that greater, perfect tabernacle in heaven. Not made by men or part of this world. And once for all took blood into the inner room, the Holy of Holies, and he sprinkled it upon the mercy seat. But it was not the blood of goats and calves. Oh, no. He took his own blood, and with it he, by himself, made sure of our eternal salvation. Thank you, Lord. He died
for me, my blessed Savior, on that tree. Not myth nor fiction, don't you see? He died for me
and for you too. But he rose for me. Our blessed Jesus rose in victory. Not myth nor fiction, don't you see? He rose for me. Savior lives in me.
But now in heaven he prays for me. My blessed Savior prays for me. Not myth nor fiction, don't you say? Our Lord in heaven now prays for me. Amazing love, how can it be?
His mind in me thinking, his life in me living, through the Spirit's power, his eyes in me seeing, his heart in me beating, his voice through me speaking every waking hour. His love in me loving, his mind in me thinking, his life in me living through the Spirit's power. His eyes in me seeing, his heart in me beating, his voice through me speaking every waking hour. Now, you know, everybody says, we read the scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? And you know, my body doesn't always feel like a temple. How about yours? My mouth doesn't always talk like temple's mouth ought to talk. My ears don't always hear things temple ears ought to hear. My hands, my feet don't do things like temple feet and hands ought to do. But you know, over 164 times in God's blessed word in the New Testament, it says God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit lives in us. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, says we had the mind of Christ that's operative through us. Now, it's operative through us when we're pliable clay and let him do through us. His love in me loving, his mind in me thinking, his life in me living through the Spirit's power, his eyes in me seeing, his heart in me beating, his voice through me speaking every waking hour. His love in me loving, his mind in me thinking, his life in me living through the Spirit's power, his eyes in me seeing, his heart in me beating, his voice through me speaking every waking hour. I want to teach you a little song this morning. It's built on good scripture. I believe it'll preach. Colossians, didn't have first in front of it, I know better. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus lives in me. Seminary student, Southwestern Baptist Seminary. You'll pardon that. I didn't mean to say that. But I used to be at that seminary, and a student there had a deaf daughter. And he wrote a little chorus to let her know that Jesus lived in him. And I want to teach that to you this morning. And some of you, do you know any sign language? Anyone know any sign language? Raise your hand. Don't be afraid. We're not going to have any form of shouting or anything. I don't want y'all to get upset about that, but I do want you to just know. All right, good. Well, I want you to know that the term for Jesus is beautiful. The extended middle finger into the palm of the hand. Know what that stands for, don't you? The nail prints. That means Jesus. Let's do it. Come on. Jesus. Jesus. You know why I want you to know this? Because you may meet up with somebody deaf and you can tell them Jesus lives in you. Jesus. He, isn't that great? That just means him, nobody else. He, stick your thumbs up, lives, isn't that wonderful? He lives. I make a little hole like that. It's like that with you, Ann. In me. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus, he lives in me. Listen, that's good news, isn't it? Now I'm going to teach you that little chorus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's all the tune there is. Now, I don't want you to be backward. You know, sometimes I go into churches and I feel like you're kind of doing me the same way. You know, they're a little bit too, they're afraid we're going to get off on something, you know, and so, or somebody's going to speak in tongues or something. So they hide their hands down under the pew, you know, they get them down here. I guess because they're afraid to put them up here. Well, if you're going to talk to someone who's deaf, they've got to see your hands, okay? So just get your hands up here. There's nothing wrong with that. You're just talking with your hands, all right? Let's sing. Jesus, 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 he lives, he lives, Jesus, Jesus, he lives in me. He does in me. For a long time, I didn't really realize that fact. Well, I knew he had. He'd come to live in me because Scripture says that the Spirit, there's one baptism, and he baptized us to the body of Christ. But for so long in my own life, I didn't realize Jesus was really alive in me. And you know, when that becomes real revelation in our lives, it just changes everything, doesn't it? Man, he's alive in me. In me? Don't know why, I can't understand it, but he lives in me. You see, for a long time, I was available to the Lord on my terms. And I keep sometimes wanting to be available to the Lord on my terms. You can't identify that, can you? But I was. And then the Lord began to do something in my life, and he just keeps on doing it, you know, because sanctification is an act, but it also is a process, and a very slow one. It takes a long time for the Lord to burn out all of me and burn in Jesus. And that won't happen until I see Jesus face to face. But it's that old burning out process. I wonder today, are we really available? You know, God's not nearly so concerned, folks, with our abilities, our capabilities, as we are, as he is, our availability to him. Available for God to use me. Available if God should choose me. Should it be here or there, it doesn't matter where. My waiting heart prepare, as in my earnest prayer I declare, I'm available for God to use me. Available if God should choose me. Should it be now or then, it doesn't matter when. I want to see lost men be born again.
available if God should choose you, as in this moment still you think upon his will, devoting every skill as you his plan fulfill. So until you're available for God to use you, available if God should choose you, if we would useful be at home or across the sea, then say with sincerity, Christ live through me.
Heavenly Father, I don't really claim to know my heart, because Jeremiah 17 says that it's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Father, today, really, that first verse was my heart cry to you, that I'd really be available to you to let you just do whatever you need to do in me. And Lord, I know there's a lot more pruning and cutting and breaking you need to do in my own life. And Lord, I ask you to do that. For I know that unless the Spirit himself produces that fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22-23, then men out there are just going to be seeing me. And Lord, I don't change lives. You change lives. So Father, today I pray for these precious people that have been called out. I thank you for their call. I thank you for the message you're giving them right now in this place of study. Lord, I thank you for Southeastern Seminary. I thank you for Randall Lolly and all of the professors. And Lord, I thank you that they give their themselves so to these that come to learn and to your word and the lifting up of the Lord Jesus. No, Father, I just praise you for that. And I thank you that we have places like our seminaries that our people can go to that are called out and get that message. And Lord, I thank you that you not only call, you give the message, but you also give the field. And now I just commit my brothers and sisters to you, and Lord, myself, and Loeen. And we just say, Lord, if we're not really available today, get us to that place that we can yield everything, that Jesus will be glorified through our lives by God the Spirit. Lord, I praise you today. I exalt you today. I exalt you today. And I just want to thank you for that amazing love. How can it be? Jesus died. He arose. Thy lives in us. In Jesus' name.